Fantastic. Folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. Absolutely, you can do it. Hey, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. And I'm going to have to find out, like, you know, what time it is in Japan, so we'll have to start adding that to the list. But I tell you, this is the best way to get your Ambit Energy week off to a great start, because you're going to hear from the best of the best on this call. You can expect to hear something every Sunday night on this call that's going to make a difference in your business right now. Okay? Let me start off with this. Ambition 2017 registration is open. We were able to put 5,000 people in, get 5,000 people registered during a special promotion that we had, and now we have a triple-double promotion going on in Ambit Energy because of your response to the opening of the Ambition registration. Folks, it's not over yet. If you're not registered for Ambition, get registered. This is the national conference, August 30th, September 1st, 2nd, 3rd. You want to be in Dallas, Texas. The first thing you need to do, get registered. Go to your power zone, your back office, register for this big event, figure out the details later. The bottom line is you got to be there. And then everyone's talking about Power Trip, April 20th, 21st, 22nd, Dallas, Texas. This is going to be one of the last Power Trips we have in Dallas for a while. So if you're in the Texas area or you want to come down to Texas, this is going to be a great time to do it. Here's the one reason, just one reason why you should come down to Ambit Power Trip. If you are a new consultant, or you've recently joined Ambit Energy, you haven't been in for a long time, when you come to Power Trip, you have an opportunity to take a tour of the corporate office. That's right. Thursday night, we're going to have an all-star business presentation. Then on Friday, we're going to have a leadership breakfast with Brian McClure, Joey Carter, and Ray Monte. And then after that, you have an opportunity to go take a tour of the corporate office. Absolutely worth it. Come on down, folks. Go to ambitpowertrip.com. You can register for that event. Now, I understand that we still have a few tickets for the Friday luncheon at the YO Ranch Steakhouse. Listen, you want to send your request for tickets to info@topambitleaders.com as soon as possible. The tickets are $25. When they're sold out, they're sold out. We don't have that many left. But if you know someone in Dallas or you want to see the top leaders in the business do a lunch presentation, including and featuring Mr. Brian McClure, you want to go to info@topambitleaders.com. Send Louisa a message that you want tickets. She'll get back with you and get that taken care of, okay? A lot of great things going on. I know that there are regional trainings all over the country. Guys, stay plugged in. That's how you get to be an executive consultant. That's how you get to be a top income earner. And speaking of being plugged in, it's my honor to introduce to you our featured speaker of this evening. He was an entrepreneur before Ambit Energy came across his plate. He could have used the excuse that he was way too busy to get started in this business. But in the wee hours in the morning, when he saw this opportunity, he saw a benefit for himself and his family, and he took advantage of it. Now he's not as busy anymore. He's busy in his business, but he doesn't have all the different businesses that he had and all the different headaches that he had. He enjoys a great lifestyle, income growing, one of the top leaders in our company, one of the top trainers. Please welcome national consultant Michael Obey.
Thank you, Bear. Excited to be here tonight.
Glad to have you with us, man. How are you?
All right, Bear. I'll just run with it. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Mike Obey, national consultant. Always excited to do the national call. Brian gave me a call earlier, asked me if I could jump on it, and I said, yeah, of course. I mean, I just love getting on a national call and having so many people from all over the country attending. And you know, I got some really good information tonight. Some of the stuff you guys might have heard already, but some of the stuff I'm always adding in new things. And most of the time I train, a lot of it's on mindset, and a lot of it's on just recruiting. A lot of different things for you to just go out there and just things you can implement immediately into your business that you can go out there and just become recruiting machines. And guys, you know, in this business, you want to get to the higher levels, executive and national consultant. And the only way to get there is just to go out there and just build massive amounts of people, armies of people, and just, guys, never stop recruiting. What I see in Ambit, a lot of people just get too satisfied. They get maybe too comfortable. You know, they go out there and sponsor a couple people. Guys, why stop? If you go out there and sponsor 2-3 people, you know, in a week or a month, why stop at 2 or 3? Go out there and sponsor 5-10 people. Always go out there and just try to think bigger. Think bigger. Never be satisfied. Guys, this opportunity is amazing. And, you know, now we're going into Japan, and it's just getting bigger and bigger. So the more people that you personally recruit, the greater the chance that you'll be able to grow that team to much larger and all over the country and, you know, into Japan and hopefully one day all around the world. So don't ever be satisfied. So I'm going to just get right into it. Guys, being a master recruiter, it's not just, okay, here's the one script. It's not just one script. It's a combination of things. It really is. There's so much to it. You have to start having first. You have to have the right attitude for yourself. You have to have the right mental mindset, because if your mind is not there and your attitude is not there, it's never going to work, because you could say the right things, but if your mindset's not there, and it's not going to work. So I truly believe, after being with Ambit 8.5 years, working with thousands and thousands of people, doing a lot of trainings, doing a lot of presentations, doing a lot of appointments, I worked with every single type of person you could imagine, from 18-year-olds to 80-year-olds, from rich, poor, all different backgrounds. And I truly believe anybody can become successful in Ambit. I don't care your age. I don't care your background. I don't care anything. If you believe in this opportunity and you're humble and coachable and can follow a simple system and just stay with it consistently and just keep working it, anybody can be successful. I truly believe anybody on this call tonight can become an EC in Ambit, can become an NC in Ambit. Anybody can make $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a month or more, but you have to believe you can do it, guys, because success is a mindset. If your belief is there, if you think I could never be an EC, I can never be an NC, I can never make this much money, well, then guess what? It's probably not going to happen. But if you start believing it can happen, now it's going to help you get to that point. I'm a firm believer with anything in life. If another human being can do something, well, then so could I. If somebody could, you know, hit a baseball 400 feet, well, so could I. If somebody could do this in sports or this in business or this or anything, I can do the same thing. And I love challenges, and I like going after things. And it's the same with this, guys. Ambit's a, you know, almost an 11-year-old company. There are people that did amazing things. So if somebody else was able to get to national consultant, well, so can you. If somebody else can make $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 a month or more, well, so can you. We're all human beings. So you have to start believing that you can do it. You know, that's the first step. You have to have an I can do it attitude. And if they can do it, so can you. Never say you can't do it, guys, because if you go out there and say, I can't do that, it's not going to happen. If you believe you can't, then it's never, ever going to happen. You got to stop believing, I can do it, I can do it. This is the first step. You know, if you're saying that you can't, you're holding yourself back from success. You're getting in your own way of success. Now, you hear a lot of people talk about the reason why somebody's doing the business. And what I really hope that everybody on here has identified the reason why they're doing the business. If you haven't, after this training, don't sit there and do it now, because I got some good info. You want to really just sit back and think, why are you doing the business? And what I could say is, the stronger the reason why you're doing this, the more success you will have in the business. So I want to share with you my why, and Bear touched on, you know, some of it with my background. But I've been with Ambit 8.5 years ago. When I started 8.5 years ago, I'd never seen my children. I had 2 children back then that were 1 and 2, Kayla and Michael. I never seen it because I was working about 100 to 110 hours every single week. I owned 3 ice cream, Carvel ice cream franchises. Had a big mortgage company, a credit business, a construction company, about 24 rental properties with about 40 tenants. I was working pretty much every day from 4:30, 5 in the morning until about midnight every day, sleeping 2-3 hours a night. My kids had everything they wanted, or, you know, not much as 1 and 2, but they were very well taken care of. I had a huge house. I had everything, but I was never around because my businesses just took up all my time. So when I first seen Ambit, I didn't look at Ambit as a way for me to make more money and bring on more of a workload. I said, if I could start this business on a very limited part-time basis, maybe 3, 4, 5 hours a week, maybe over time, Ambit can replace some of the other businesses that I had with a lot less hours. And, you know, through Ambit, we can create leverage. And I started working it. I started working it, guys, and I could promise you, I was definitely one of the most quietest, shyest people in all of Ambit. Never did sales before. I'm a hardworking guy. I just refuse to lose. I'll do whatever it takes to win. But I went out there and just followed the leadership of people like Ray Monty and Brian McClure, you know, and I just followed those guys and many other people like Steve Thompson and Chris and Debbie Atkinson. I followed a lot of people from early on and just watched what they did. I went out there, I learned from mistakes, and I just kept doing it and doing it and doing it. But because of my why was so strong, I knew that I wanted to be with my kids when they grew up. So if somebody told me no to Ambit, it didn't discourage me. It just made me stronger. It made me realize that I have to go out there and fight through the no's that I'm getting from people and realize, what did I do right? What did I do wrong? How do I make adjustments? How do I improve? How do I get better? How do I get stronger? And from there, because of my why, because I wanted to be with my kids when they grew up, and it got me all the way to where I am today as a national consultant. Guys, when I first looked at Ambit 8 years ago, my goal right away was to get to national consultant and have time with my children. And I got it. And there was nothing that would stop me or getting in my way. And I truly believe it's because I had a strong why, that my kids were so important to me and I wanted to be with them growing up so badly. So I would revisit your why. And if it's not that strong of a why, I would really come up with a strong why. And it should give you a good reason that you should just always constantly keep working for it. You know, and 8 years ago, I just decided that I'm going to go out there and do this for my kids. I put my head down. You know, my nickname in Ambit is No Excuses, because I could have made so many excuses by running so many businesses and not much time and completely exhausted. But I made more sacrifices, went out there and just did it. And believe me, it's well worth it. Now I have 4 children. I had 2 twin boys, Luca and Stefano, a little over a year ago. And I have an amazing life. I'm able to be with my kids wherever, whenever. We do so many tremendous things. It's just unbelievable. Tomorrow night, Monday night, my son and I are going to dinner in Manhattan in Times Square. Then we're going to the wrestling Monday Night Raw at the Madison at the Barclays Center. So, I mean, just things I was never able to do in the past, you could have through Ambit Energy. It's truly amazing. All right. So there's a reason why some people in the company have a higher closing ratio than others. You know, some people get more customers easily than others. Some people get more people to join their team as consultants easily than others. So if we're all going out there and offering the same presentation video, offering the same rates to customers, why do some people have a higher closing ratio than others? And the main reason is because, guys, it's 85% about you. And it's only 15% about the presentation or what we're offering to customers. People need to believe in you. They need to buy into you. So you're constantly selling yourself to people because you're asking people to join you in business, right? They are taking part in joining a company called Ambit, but they're looking at you as that you become their business partner. So if they don't believe in you or don't think that you could be a leader to lead them to success, they might not join. So you need to believe 1,000% in Ambit Energy. Guys, Ambit Energy is a proven company, 11 years old, $1.5 billion company, and growing by leaps and bounds. Ambit Energy has changed lives of so many people, so it works. Maybe it hasn't. You haven't got to that point yet where it has worked for you where you want to be, but it has worked for other people, so you need to believe on that. Okay, so go with that it has worked for you, because when I first started, I didn't have not one customer or one consultant, but I believed in Jerry Thompson and Chris Chambliss. You know, this is 8.5 years ago. Ambit was a lot smaller company at that point, only in Texas and New York and just getting into Illinois. So we weren't in all the states that we're in now. We just had electricity in some markets. We didn't have the free energy. We didn't have a lot of things, but I believed in Jerry and Chris and their vision, where they're going. And I just believed in it. So through having the belief in Jerry and Chris in the company, it gave me more belief in myself. It made me more confident. So, guys, you need to be 1,000, 1,000,000% confident in yourself. Because if you're not confident in yourself, people are not going to believe in you. Now, I seen a quote on the internet, and it said from Tom Brady. I don't know if Tom Brady created it, but it said this quote from Tom Brady, and I absolutely just love it. It says, "If you don't believe in yourself, why should anybody else believe in you?" And I just think that is one of the most powerful things I've ever seen. And it's so true, guys. If you don't believe in yourself and think that you could go out there and be successful, why should anybody else believe into you and join what you're doing? Right? So really think about that. That's powerful to me. If you don't believe in yourself, why should anybody else believe in you? And guys, you got to have amazing posture. And how I describe posture is knowing what you have with Ambit Energy without having the need for outside or acceptance or approval. Guys, there is nobody that is going to try to talk bad to me about Ambit Energy or put Ambit Energy down or tell me it's not going to work or I'm not going to be successful, because my posture is amazing, guys. I am so passionate about this company. I absolutely love it. It's changed my life. And I just want to go out there and just keep helping and helping more people. So my posture is amazing. And people see that and they sense it. If you don't believe in it again, they're not going to want to join you. People are going to test you and challenge you to see if you hold strong, to see how strong you are for yourself and for the company. And guys, don't let them test you and win the battle. You got to say, you know what? I believe in this company. Maybe I haven't gotten the success that I want yet, but I am going to get it one day. I am going to be an EC or an NC. I am going to make $20,000 a month. I am going to accomplish my goals and my dreams and my why and be with my family and do the things that I want. So start believing that. Start thinking that. That's the first step. Guys, we have the greatest opportunity. I truly do believe it. I mean, I've started a lot of businesses over the years that cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars for, you know, each one of them. And I gave up most of them just for a business that cost me $429 to get started. I mean, now Ambit's only $75 to join as a consultant compared to $429. Now, I built it all the way to NC for $429. And I thought at $429, it was an amazing offer to get started with the company. So we got the greatest thing out there, guys. People should be begging us to join. People should be convincing us that they should be qualified to join our team, not the other way around. I see a lot of people out there begging people to become their consultants, begging to join their team, totally like looking desperate. Guys, it got to be the opposite, guys. We got the greatest thing out there. People should be chasing us down to get into our company and get on our team, not the other way around, guys. So they need to convince us. Don't be negative at all, because if you're one of these people that are out there just always constantly complaining about things, being negative, see, people might love the presentation video you show them, but if you're a person who's a nagger and a complainer and always in a bad mood, they're not going to want to be around you. They might say, hey, Mike, the video you show me, you know, it's great, but people might not want to join if I'm just a negative, unhappy person. You need to become a positive, happy person that people want to be around and do business with. Guys, do you want to be around people that are always nagging and moaning and complaining about different things, never happy, that are just like, you know, do you want that? No, you probably don't. So if you're a person who's always unhappy, unsatisfied, moaning and groaning and complaining about everything, there are a lot of people that might like the video you show them, but just saying, you know what, I can't be around Mary or John. They're always in a bad mood. They're always complaining. They bring me down. Start being a happy, positive person that people want to be around and be partnered with. Guys, the thoughts that you're carrying in your mind while going out there and taking action will greatly dictate and impact your results. So if your thoughts, your smile, the way you walk, the way you talk, if it's all positive, you're probably a good recruiter. People want to probably be around you in Ambit and other parts of life. If you're out there always in a bad mood and negative and complaining, you got to realize that you're probably not recruiting a lot of people. And even outside of Ambit Energy, people might not want to be around you to go out to dinner or go to the movies or do things because they don't want to be around negativity. Guys, I don't want to be around negativity. I hate it. I hate when I'm around people that are in a bad mood and always talking negative. Oh, I can't do it. It's not going to work. I want to be around happy, positive, energetic people. And that just makes me feel better and brings me up. So you got to become a good person. You know, the prospect is sitting there thinking, you know, as you're showing a video from everything, from your initial invitation to your presentation, to your follow-up, everything, that person is thinking like, you know, what do they think of you? So they're rating and judging you from the way that you picked up the phone, called them. How was your invite? Were you professional? Were you on time? How do you dress? Were you positive? Were you negative? So they're looking at a lot of things to determine if they want to get into business with you. They're thinking, do I feel like I can make money with Mike Obey as my sponsor? So this is what you need to think. How does the prospect view you? And, you know, are they going to join you? You need to become the person that people want to do business with. So if you just sat back right now, so if you're a male, I want you to just think for a minute. Maybe close your eyes and just think of a male. If you're a female, think of a female, okay? So now if you had a choice to partner up with anybody, whether it's Ambit Energy or any other business, right? If you were going to start a $1 million business one day and you had to think in your mind of a person, right? So use the same sex as you are. Think of a person in your head. What does this person look like who would be your all-star business partner? What would they look like? How would they be dressed? How would they be walking? How would they be talking? Would they be happy, positive? Would they show up on time? Would they be late? Do they look professional? Do they carry themselves well? Is everything about them confident? Are they begging you? You know, so what would this person, how would you imagine this person in your mind? Right? And then think, are you that person? Do you have those same characteristics and traits that is the person that you're thinking? If yes, then okay, you're probably going to recruit some people. If not, you need to try to become as best as you can that person. Because if you know what you're looking for, a lot of other people are looking for the same thing in a person, the different qualities. So you need to go out there and work on yourself and change a lot of things with yourself if you want to go out there and be a master recruiter. I'm going to get into some scripts in a few moments, tell you exactly what to say, but you got to change who you are. Not all of you, but some of you got to change who you are as a person, you know, to become that person that people want to do business with, a person that people want to be around all the time in business. All right, so we're briefly going to touch on list building, guys. When you get into the business, the first thing you have to do is have a list of people, okay? And a list is not you trying to remember people's names. A list is just not, oh, I'll have all my contacts in the phone. A list is a physical notebook, a notepad, Word document, an Excel spreadsheet, something that you could be neat, organized, track, write down notes next to. And guys, if you're in this business any period of time, you know, a lot of people get in and after a week, 2 weeks, a month, 6 months, people are like, well, I ran out of people to talk to. I'm through my list. I don't believe that for 1 minute, guys. I'm 8.5 years through this company. I've recruited well over 300 people. I recruited somebody about 45 minutes ago today. You know, another person, I got another person tomorrow I'm recruiting. I'm not through my list, guys. I sponsored well over 300 people, and I guarantee you I'll sponsor hundreds more, and I'm still not through my list. They say the average 18-year-old person knows 2,000 people. So if you're 30 on here, you probably know 3,000. If you're 40, you might know 4,000 people. But a lot of people will say, oh, I got a list of 50 people. I got a list of 200 people. If that's the case, guys, I guarantee you that you're doing something what we call prejudging. You're making a decision for people, and you're only putting certain people down on your list, okay? Why? Because you're making a decision based on your assumptions and your belief that you think those people on your list are going to be interested in Ambit. But then yet you know thousands of other people that you think wouldn't have no interest in Ambit. So you're making a decision for people based on your beliefs and your assumptions to say, okay, I think John would do good at it. I'm not going to put Mary on my list because Mary's she's too busy. I'm not going to put Mary down. I'm not going to put Tony down because Tony's just he doesn't have $100 to join. I'm not going to put Tony down. I'll put Fred down because yeah, Fred, I think he might be interested in Ambit. But I'm not going to put down Lucy because, I don't know, she's just not for her. She's not a people person. Guys, by you doing that is totally, totally selfish on your part. It's totally selfish on your part for not putting people down on your list. And shame on you for doing that because Ambit Energy, these people might be dying and craving for an opportunity for something like Ambit to come in your life. But because you're saying, I don't think that Mary and John and Tony would be interested in Amos. So I'm not going to go and show them that because you think they wouldn't be interested? Well, shame on you guys. That's totally selfish of you. It's taking an opportunity away from somebody else who might desperately be seeking something like this. And they're not going to be exposed to it, or at least not by you. And you might have somebody who can be a superstar, but because you think they wouldn't be interested, or you think they wouldn't be good at it, or you think they don't have the $100 to join, shame on you for doing that, guys. Because if you don't go out there and show them, somebody else is going to go out there and get them one day. Maybe it's going to be me. Maybe it's going to be somebody else in the company. And you're going to be sick to your stomach that you're going to show up to a meeting one day or Ambition, and your next-door neighbor, Tony, who you thought wouldn't be interested in Ambit, shows up at a meeting, and he got the senior consultant in 25 days. It's going to kill you when you see that. That's because you're prejudging. Don't hold people back, guys. Why did I recruit so many people, and why do I continue to recruit? Because I treat every person fairly and equally, and I show everybody. I show my 18-year-old ice cream employees. I show an 88-year-old man who I sponsored. I show a lot of people regardless of anything. I treat an 18-year-old the same way as I would treat a 45-year-old multimillionaire businessman. I give them the same respect, the same exact presentation, and I show a lot of people because you never know who's going to want to do it. So if you're out there holding people back, it's selfish of you. Let people decide for themselves if they want to do Ambit or not. And that's going to open up your list to getting a lot more people on your list. And if you have more people on your list, you have more people to show. And, guys, my list never ends because every single day of my life, I don't say I'm going out today to do Ambit to recruit people. I say I'm going out to enjoy my life. I'm going out to do things with my children. I'm going out about my day, but my goal for the day is not to say I'm going out to meet people to recruit. I say I'm going out to make new relationships today. I'm going out to find people that I could be friendly with, that I can get to know, that I can get to ask questions and find out about them, that I can get them from a stranger to a warm market person. That's what I want. My list is never ending because always I'm finding new ways to meet people. Whether it's at my daughter's dance and school events, his parents, whether it's my son for Boy Scouts and, you know, different camping things we do, different basketball clinics, I'm always finding more ways to meet people. I'll go to different business events. I meet people through other friends. I'll always try to find ways to meet people. I just network with people. I'm a big person I'm a big connector. I'm always trying to help different people. I make a lot of referrals. So my list is never ending because I'm always finding more people to add to my list. It never ends. All right, so now I want to get into something I learned very early on that really totally helped me. I learned the difference between the invitation and the presentation. How I could best explain is, see, us on the call tonight, we're all consultants in the company. Now, as consultants, our job is to invite people to find out if they're open to looking at a presentation. See, the purpose of the presentation is to get someone to look at a presentation, whether it's a 20 or 30 minute video, whether it's getting someone to an in-home presentation at someone's house to look at a video, whether it's getting someone to a hotel presentation to see a presentation. That is the presentation. See, us on here tonight, we are not the presentation. The presentation is a tool that we could point to and say, hey, you got to look at this presentation and sit down with someone and show them the video. And there's a reason why. I know over the years the videos have changed because new states open up, new markets. We went from just having electric to having electric, gas, commercial, free energy. A lot of different great things have happened over the years. So there's been a lot of different presentations. But so I'm talking for 30 minutes so far today, and we probably got another 30 minutes on this call. I'm going to give you a lot of information. I talk sometimes at different trainings for hours and hours and hours. But if I could just tell you one simple thing, okay, one simple thing, no matter what I say, whether it's mindset, whether it's inviting different ways and different strategies, meeting people, this is the most important thing I can tell you on this call today or probably any other call I do. I don't care. Everything that I say, you could learn a lot from. The key to Ambit Energy, okay, and whoever can master this the best and the most will recruit the most amount of people. Obviously, you have to have the right mindset. You got to be positive. You have to be confident. All that's going to help your percentages on recruiting more. But the one most important thing is how to get as many people as possible to look at and watch a 20 or 30 minute video presentation, depending on which one you show that presentation to. Guys, that's all it is. That is my silver bullet, my golden nugget, whatever you want to call it. It's the person who can get the most people to take 30 minutes out of their schedule to sit down and look at a video presentation will recruit the most people. And again, the better you carry yourself, the more professional you are, the more positive you are, the more confident you are, your numbers will get higher and higher. So if you go out there and get 10 people to look at a presentation, some people might go 1 for 10, some people might go 2 for 10. But if you're a happy, positive, energetic, excited, confident person, a leader, person that people want to do business with, your numbers can get to 3 out of 10, 4 out of 10, 5 out of 10. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've been 10 for 10. I've been 20 for 20. I've done some pretty impressive numbers, but I get a lot of people, right? You got to get people to take time out of their schedule to sit down with you and look at a presentation video. That's all you got to figure out, guys. Everything I tell you tonight is good info, great info, but it's whoever can get the most people to watch a presentation video. That's what you got to figure out, you know, and in the beginning, I was just super excited. Most of the people I got in the beginning was because I just jumped in my car, drove to my friends' houses and said, you got to see this. And they're like, what is this? This is the best thing I've ever seen in my life. Watch this. And I watched it with people and they just kept signing up. They seen my excitement level, my enthusiasm. And I was so like in a rush to go and show more people that people wanted to be part of it. But I showed a lot of people early on. It made me realize, wow, it's not. And guys, I mentioned to you earlier, I was a very, very, very quiet, shy person. Never did any presentations, never did sales, always made money, always worked my butt off. I mean, I hired salespeople. I was more of my background is accounting. I went to college for accounting. My dad's an accountant, very good with numbers. I don't know anybody that would work more hours and harder than I did, but never did sales, quiet, shy. But I said, you know what? I could do this because somebody showed me a video 8 years ago at 2 o'clock in the morning. And I said, I could do this. I can get people to look at a video. And I just started getting a lot of people. I mean, a lot, guys. I started showing people by the dozens. You know, and that's how I just got momentum and started building it and getting to executive in 10 months. 10 months, you know, back when I started 8 years ago. And I just did a lot in a short period of time. So we are the invitation. We are not the presentation. Again, the presentation is the video. We are the inviters. All right, so now I'm going to start getting into some different different invitations that I use. The first one, I call it the simple invitation. This is what I use mostly in the beginning, and you're going to see in a few minutes I got a little bit more creative invites. But here's what I used in the beginning, and I still use it today. I teach it every day. So my simple invite is, so let's say, and one of the biggest questions I've always get from people is, Mike, how did you get to executive and national consultant while working 100 hours a week, running 7 businesses, and having all this stuff on your plate? And guys, I made very, very good use of my time. So if I only had 3, 4, 5 hours a week to put into Ambit, I was doing things that were going to get me results. Okay, what was I not doing? I wasn't sitting in Power Zone all day long, checking reports, hitting the refresh button. Guys, that stuff, what my team does, they're going to do. So by me looking in Power Zone every day and checking reports, I didn't do that because it didn't make me any money. So I knew what my why was to be with my kids and watch them grow up. So if I had 20 minutes in between mortgage clients, right, or driving to and from the office, I was doing things that were going to get me results. I made very good use of my time. So I had a written list with me everywhere I went, right? So if I had a 20-minute break between appointments, I would pull out that list and I would start calling. And I'm not calling just one person and saying, okay, I called one person, I got a yes. You know, I got a yes for an appointment. Let me stop. No. I'm saying, how many people can I call in this 20-minute break that I have right now? Okay, can I call 15 people? And maybe I can call more. Maybe I can, you know. But my invites are short, simple, to the point, I'm on the phone, off the phone, and usually 30 to seconds, maybe to a minute, probably the most. And here's what I would say. So if I'm sitting in my mortgage office, in between appointments, I pull out my list, I call up John. Hey, John, what's up, buddy? It's Mike Gilbert. How you doing, pal? I'm doing well. Hey, John, listen, I only got a quick minute because I got an appointment coming in a second. I'm glad I got you on the phone. John, listen, I just started a part-time business recently. You know, I'm real excited about it. I'm not sure if it's something that you would be interested in, but do you keep your options open at looking at new ways to make money? And I wait for an answer. Most people would tell me yes. Okay, once they told me yes, they're giving me permission to show them the next step. They're giving me permission. So, guys, if you give an invite like that and somebody says, yes, my options are open, great. Now you got to go and show them the presentation. Don't try to talk and explain it to the people. Show them the presentation video. All right, so now let me go back through my invite. And I want to cover why I say certain things. So here's what I say. You know, I always say first, hey, John, I'm glad I got you. I only got a minute or two because I got to get to another appointment. Guys, what that does is it gives you an out that if they start asking a lot of questions, you just told them that you only got a minute or two on the phone because you have to get into an appointment. So right away, I'm saying, hey, listen, I only got a minute, but I'm glad I got you real quick. John, I started a part-time business. See, and if you guys know me, you know that I always use the word part-time. I love it. I teach it all the time. It's part of my vocabulary. Here's the difference. If I say, hey, John, I started a new business sounds like a lot of time, could be a big financial investment, right? But if I say, hey, John, I started a part-time business, part-time sounds less time, less money. If Mike's doing something part-time and I know he's busy, well, so could I. Then a second thing I say is, hey, John, I'm really excited about this. And guys, believe me, they hear the excitement in my voice. That's why I teach never, ever, ever invite people through a text message or an email. Don't ever, ever do it. It reduces the percentage of people to say yes. Oh, 50 times. 50 times it's going to reduce. Okay? People need to hear. I mean, face-to-face is the best way, number one. Second way is the telephone. I refuse to ever to invite someone through a text message or an email. Guys, it's so easy for someone to ignore your message. It's so easy for somebody just to type back, not interested. It's a lot harder for somebody to tell you face-to-face or over the phone, no, or blow you off. Once you have them on the phone, so you got to come out, let them hear your excitement. The third thing I say is, hey, John, this may or may not be for you. Or something like, hey, John, I'm not sure if this would be for you or not. What I'm telling John or Mary is if they look at this and it's not for them, I am okay with it, guys. I am totally fine with it. I really am. It doesn't bother me when people tell me no. And that's why I think I have a lot of success and I show a lot of people because I do not get emotionally attached to the outcome. I don't. They tell me, yes, great. Love to have you on a team. Let's make some money. They tell me no. I say, well, John, well, thanks for taking the time out. You know, I wish you the best of luck. Here's my card or my number. If you ever change your mind, give me a call. Guys, do you think I lose sleep? I don't lose a minute. I look at it as it's their loss, right? It's their loss for not taking part in this, and it does not bother me. Guys, the faster you can get comfortable failing, the faster you can get comfortable with people telling you no, the faster that you're going to have results and have big results. You know, it doesn't bother me. You look at the top leaders in the company, and do you think it bothers any one of them if somebody tells them no about Ambit? When you got guys in Ambit making $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, $100,000 a month or more, do you think if somebody told Brian McClure no, do you think Brian is going to get upset? Do you think Ray Monty or Chris Atkinson is going to get upset if somebody tells them no? They're looking like, man, I could have helped you tremendously. Like, for you not doing this, you're missing out big time. And that's how you got to look at it, guys. People should be begging us and convincing us to be part of what we have here. That's how good it is. All right? So that's the third thing. I'm not sure if it would be for you. Or this may or may not be for you. It just gives them a way out. And we're cool with it, right? We got to stop being cool if they say no. We're okay with it. We really are. Why? Because we have great posture. You know, we know what we got. We know what we have. We got the greatest thing, right? We're all going to become national consultants with them or without them. And they're going to be sorry when they see you, you know, hitting all your goals and dreams and going on more vacations. And they're going to say, and guys, one thing, people come back. people come back. Over 80 people so far told me no 6, 7, 8 years ago. They told me no. But you know what? I just kept moving. And those people have called me back and joined in my EC and my NC code because they watched me over the years. They watched my success. They watched me sell businesses. They watched me being able to be with my kids whenever and wherever I want. So people come back, guys. And the last thing I say is, hey, John, you know, do you keep your options open on making more money? Or do you keep your options open on new business opportunities? So I ask a question. I wait for an answer. Most say yes. Once they say yes, say, okay, great, John, are you home right now? I'm going to swing by real quick. Yes? Okay, I'll see you in a little bit. Go show them the video. If John says, or you're busy right now, if you're at work, say, hey, John, are you going to be home tonight? I want to come by real quick. Does 7 o'clock work or does 8 o'clock sound better? 8 o'clock? Good. I'm going to bring over coffee. How do you like your coffee? Light and sweet? All right, see you 8 o'clock. Bye. Off the phone, on, off, quick. Find out if someone's open, set an appointment, and boom, go and meet them and show them the presentation. So that's my simple invite. I'll just tell you again from the start. Hey, John, I started a part-time business recently. I'm real excited about it. You know, it may or may not be for you, but do you keep your options open at new business opportunities? Wait for an answer. Make an appointment. Guys, don't get off the phone without making an appointment. Don't say, hey, when can we meet? But then he might say, oh, well, next week. No. You got to be in control, guys, right? We got something great. You got to have urgency. John, how does tonight sound? 7 o'clock or is 8 o'clock better for you? Right? Give them two options, and they'll usually pick one. If you just say when, they'll say, I don't know, we'll get back in touch. No, you take control. You say, tonight, 7 o'clock or is 8 o'clock better? If he says, well, you know what, tonight's no good, Mike. I got parent-teacher conference in school. Okay, John, how about tomorrow morning? Does 7 a.m. work or does 8 o'clock sound better? We'll meet for coffee at the bagel store, at the diner, whatever. Make an appointment. Don't get off the phone without making an appointment. All right, so I'll get into a couple more invitations here. So I have an invite that I call an older, more successful person, right? So I'm 39 years old. I've always been a small business owner, okay? If someone on my list is older than me, if they're 39 or older, my age or older, or if they're more successful than me, I approach them in a different way, all right? So let's say we have a 55-year-old. I'm going to compare me to this person. So I'm 39, small business owner. I know somebody named Bob. Bob is 55 years old, and he's a self-made, multi-millionaire entrepreneur businessman, right? So Bob is older, and he's more successful, correct? All right, so here's what I don't do. So I am, to Bob, I am the younger, less successful person, right? Wouldn't you agree? Right? That's a fact. Here's what I don't do. As a younger, less successful person, I'm not going to go to Bob and say, hey, Bob, I got a great way to make money. I have this company called Ambit. Let me show you. I'm not going to say that because it gives me a very, 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 very low percentage of having a good, positive, favorable outcome. So I'm not going to do that, right? Because if I go to Bob and say, hey, Bob, I got a great way to make money, Bob is – he might not tell me to my face, but Bob is thinking in his mind, like, really, Mike? You're going to show me how to make money? Like, you're a little kid. You're a young guy. You know, I've been making millions while you were still in nursery school. He'll never, ever take me seriously, right? Don't you agree with that? So don't take that approach, okay? Here's how I would go and approach an older, more successful person. I go and call up Bob, or I knock on his door, or I see him outside washing the car one day. I stop Bob. Hey, Bob, how you doing? How was the weekend? How the kids doing? How the grandkids? How's everybody? Great. Glad to hear. Bob, you got a quick minute? I do, Mike. Hey, Bob, listen, I just started a part-time business recently. You know, I'm super excited about it. But, you know, Bob, I wanted to get another businessman's point of view, and you were by far the first guy I thought about. I know we've been neighbors for a long time. I know you know my parents, you know, 30 years. You know, but I really admire you and respect you as a business person. You're one of the most, if not the most successful business person that I know. I really respect that and always looked up to you, Bob. Can you do me a real big favor? Can you maybe give me 30, 40 minutes of your time? Let me show you what I'm doing with my new business venture, and maybe you can give me some pointers, some advice, some suggestions on how I could become more successful, because I'd like to be where you are one day, and would really mean the world to me and my family if you could do that. What do you say, Bob? Can I get you for about 30, 40 minutes? guys, I guarantee you 99.9% of the Bobs will say yes and give you time. Why? I did not ask Bob to become a consultant. I didn't ask Bob to join anything. I went to Bob looking for help and guidance and complimented him and asked for him his time. What do? I sit down with Bob. I show Bob the same presentation. Bob might come back and say, holy cow, Mike, this Ambit Energy company is amazing. I want to take part in this. Let's go out there and do it. And Bob will sign up on your team. It happens, okay? That's how my friend approached me. He asked for my help. He asked for my advice if he should go out there and consider Ambit. He got me to look at a presentation. I called my friend back, and he just called me saying, hey, I need your advice, Mike, if I should do this. Got me to see it. I called my friend back. I said, Nick, you are doing this, and I am doing this as well. And I got started with the business. So Bob Mike's come back and said, this is great. Sign me up. It happens. Bob Mike come back and say, Mike, you know what? I absolutely love this, but, you know, I'm getting ready to retire, move down to Florida or somewhere. But my son would love this, or one of my workers would love this. Let me call up Bob Jr. and tell him about Ambit. Bob Jr. will probably sign up if multimillionaire dad tells him that that's a great thing, right? Well, Bob might come back and say, you know what, Mike? Just here's some pointers. Here's how I would go out there and do it. Guys, you know, here's some suggestions. Here's some advice. He didn't join up, but guess what, guys? Right? We're cool with it. We're cool. We're not emotionally attached to any outcome. So going into every presentation, whether they say yes, no, we're okay with the outcome. We really are, because we know it's not – nobody's going to be – we're not getting 100% of the people. Some are going to say yes, and some are going to say no. It's just a process. It's just a numbers game. So if Bob says no, then we go to the next person and do it again. And we do it again, and we do it again, and we keep doing it. All right? So, guys, when I mentioned before that I go out there, I meet a lot of people. That's my goal for the day. You know, I go about my business, man. I don't go out there and say, okay, who am I going to recruit today? And I got to be a super recruiter and I got to just go and – no, no. Guys, I go about my business. I go do whatever I got to do with my children, whatever it is. And I try to find ways to meet people, and I get to know people, because the more I know about a person, the more interest I show, the more questions I ask, the more I get to know about somebody. And this next invite I call solution-based recruiting. So what I do is I talk to people, find out a lot about them, find out about their pain, find out about what's going on in their life, where they need something, and then I provide a solution, which is Ambit, to their problems, okay? And that's what I do. I called somebody up yesterday, okay? I called up my friend Will. My friend Will, his daughter has some health challenges, and she goes to 12 different appointments a week learning how to walk and do different things. She's in a wheelchair, and, you know, and Will and his wife are saving up money for his daughter to get a house that really could be more handicap accessible for them, and it's been a struggle because they can't work all the hours like they used to, you know, and because they're taking their daughter all over the place and they put their hearts into their daughter, and it's hard to pay all the bills and then save money to get the house that they really need to make it comfortable for their daughter. So I called up Will yesterday, and I just started talking to Will, and Will really I was helping Will with a fundraiser that we put on a few months ago for his daughter. So I just called him up, and he asked me some advice on something with his mortgage, and we started talking. Then I said to him, and I said, Will, hey, do you know what I do, you know, besides, you know, I was always in the mortgage industry. Do you know what I do besides, you know, mortgages? And he says, no, I don't. I said, well, I've been in the energy business. I started a part-time energy business 8 years ago that's just given me an amazing lifestyle. And, you know, I know what you're going through with your daughter, and I see how you're trying to do everything you can to make things better for your daughter and save money. But I could imagine that, and we've gotten to know each other. I said, I could imagine how that it's hard for you to get a second job because you got to take your daughter to different doctors and different places at the drop of a hat sometimes. I said, I got something that I think you really got to see that I think you and I could partner up together, and we could really make some good money that you can get your daughter the house that she needs. I said, how about tomorrow? Can we meet tomorrow? Let's get together. And I said, you live over by by this area? He says, yeah. Guys, I met him at a diner about probably 100 feet from his house. I made it easy and convenient for him. I met at a time this afternoon that was convenient for him. We sat there and met at a diner, and sure enough, a little bit after, he became a consultant. You know, tonight when he got home and got signed up. But guys, it's just talking to people, okay? Getting to know people, okay? Get to know them, find out about what's going on in their life, and then let Ambit provide a solution to their problems, okay? If you don't get to know people, you never know people's pain and what's going on, right? Ambit can do a lot of things. I love it because it's just so flexible. You know, somebody like Will, it's hard to go and get a second job because he already works like overnight with the bus company. And, you know, he's taking his daughter all different places during the day. So it's almost impossible for him to get a second job. It really is. But with Ambit, I told him, I said, listen, well, I was able to juggle and get Ambit into the mix when I was working, running 7 businesses, 25 properties, you know, in 100 hours. I was able to fit it in here and there. And we can do the same things for you. And I'm going to help you, and I'm going to bend over backwards so we can get the house that you want for your daughter. And let's do this together. And he's like, he's dying to get into the business. And we got him in, and, you know, he's going to be a superstar. We're going to help him. But it's solution-based recruiting, guys. Find out people's pain, what they need in life, and how we could provide a solution for them. All right, so I'm going to call this next one Paint a Picture Recruiting. Paint a Picture Recruiting. So let's say you want to go out there, and this can go for almost any profession. You want to go out there and you want to invite somebody who's a sports coach, right? It could be basketball, baseball, volleyball, softball, you name it. Anybody who's into coaching. All right, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go and call up John, right? I got John on my list. John is he's a basketball coach. Okay, so I'm going to go and call up John. And here's what we say. Now John's a basketball coach. All right, so I'm going to call up John. Hey, John, how's it going, buddy? Good, great, you know, great talking to you. Glad I got you on the phone. Listen, I only got a couple minutes. You know, glad I got you on the phone. You know, and if I do have a few minutes, I might just catch up with them if I haven't spoke to them in a while. And then I'll just talk for a little bit, and I get right into it. I'll say, hey, John, listen, you know I've been in the ice cream business, right, for a while? Yeah, Mike, I know you have the Carvel ice cream stores, and yeah, but besides that, you know, I actually been a part of another company now for the past 8 years. And the reason why I'm bringing this up, John, to you is because I know that your passion is basketball, and you've been a basketball coach for the past 15 years. And I have a friend in the company that I'm with. His name is Coach Alan Johnson. He's out of Tyler, Texas, and you know, a real big guy, 6'10", and you know, just an amazing guy. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because Coach Alan Johnson was a school teacher and a high school basketball coach, just like you. That's been his passion in life. And, you know, he got into the business that I got into a number of years ago to basically help his daughter finance a car, get his daughter a car for an extra $400 a month. And he started working the business that I'm working. And, John, that $400 a month has turned into tens of thousands a month. He's a well over $1 million earner in the company, and he's not teaching no more in school. And, you know, and that's the reason why I'm bringing this up, because just like Coach, his passion was basketball. And, you know, I was just wondering if you keep your options open, just like Coach did, for you to make an additional income, really, if it didn't interfere with what you're doing, would you be open to sit with me to look at that an opportunity? And, guys, see, I call it painting a picture because I am not a high school basketball coach. So I would tell a story of somebody else in Ambit that has that background or a very similar background. Okay, it doesn't have to be exactly. This other guy might be a football coach, and I might use Coach Alan Johnson's story to use it as an example. So I'm painting a picture, right? Because John knows I own an ice cream store. John's a school teacher, basketball coach. So he can't relate to me on the same level, you know, in that sense, okay? We might have a lot of the same interests, be friends, but as far as a profession, we're different. So I need to tell him a story of someone in a similar situation that he's in that's had a lot of success, and then I say, do you keep your options open to looking at different opportunities? So you can do the same thing, guys. You can do the same thing with any profession. That's why I go to every and I love before the call style up to when people get on and say, you know, register for Power Trip, register for Ambition. guys, awesome. Congratulations, because it's so important to be at the major events like that. I mean, you want to get to as many events as possible. And that's how me, from a guy living in Staten Island, New York, I know every single top 50 person in the company. You know, didn't know not one of them before him, but because I've been going to the events for years, I got to meet every single person, you know, on the top people. I know I have every one of their phone numbers, and we all just help each other. But if you don't go to the events, you'll never meet these people. And once you get to know people and learn the stories, you know, in my little computer bag that I carry with me, I have every single Success from Home magazine that's been out. I know every story in every magazine. So there always is somewhere, there's a story that relates to almost any prospect that you can, that you want to approach. And I call it paint the picture recruiting. So tell a story about a person named who's had success, and then let them visualize it, that that could be them, right? That it could be them, and then say, do you keep your options open to look at new opportunities? And, you know, and I think we're going to wrap it up with this. I have one more final one. I call it on inviting, I call it like asking for a favor. So when I got into the business 8 years ago, I had my list of people, and I started making phone calls. And then maybe a couple of weeks in, I go and call up my buddy Steve. And I call up Steve, hey, Steve, how's it going, buddy? You know, glad I got you. I know you're busy. I only got a couple minutes. But, Steve, listen, I just started a part-time business. You know, I'm real excited about it. He's like, hold up. He's like, what is it, Ambit? And I'm like, how do you know? Yeah, it's Ambit. How did you know that? He says, well, so-and-so already called me up and told me all about it over the phone, and I'm not interested, Mike. He said, I work for the mayor of New York, and I'm not interested in getting customers and getting consultants and building a team. He's like, ah, that's just not me. And I'm like, oh, man. So somebody I had recruited, one of the first guys I recruited who I showed a video to, didn't listen and went out there and called up Steve as well, and tried to talk and explain to Steve over the phone and give a presentation. And he told him all about the company. This is what we teach you not to do. We teach you don't go out there and talk and explain. Use the tool. The tool is the video. Get people. I told you before, my golden nugget, my silver bullet, is get as many people as possible to take 30 minutes out of their schedule and look at a video presentation. That is the key, guys. That is it. That you don't need to be a great speaker. You don't need to be the best trainer. You don't need to be the best closer. You don't. You got to just get as many people as possible to watch a 30-minute video. That is the key, right? So this guy didn't listen and called Steve and tried to explain it. Steve told him no. When I go to Steve, he told me no. So I was like, oh, man, this other guy ruined it for both of us because he did it the wrong way. So I tried. Right? I tried and tried to get Steve to agree to meet with me to look at the video, and he refused. He's like, Mike, I don't want to get customers. It's not me. I don't want to do that. I don't want to build a team. I'm not interested. But guys, I am relentless, okay? I don't give up. If somebody watches the presentation and then tells me no, I have zero follow-up. I have zero emotion. It doesn't bother me, not one bit, and I don't lose sleep. It's their loss. It's their loss because Amber could have done amazing things for them. I don't care about that. But I will do whatever it takes to get someone to see a presentation. So I tried and tried for months to get Steve to look. Couldn't get him. So here's what I did. I asked for a favor. I called up Steve maybe about 5 months into my business, and I said, hey, Steve, I need a favor from you. I said, Steve, anytime you ever needed a favor in life, who do you call? He said, well, I call you a lot. I said, am I always there for you? He says, you are. You're a good friend. I said, well, I very rarely ever call you and ask for a favor. He says, no, you don't. I said, I'm cashing in. I need a favor. I said, I know you have no interest in Ambit Energy, and I'm totally okay with that. But I said, I need you and your wife to do me a favor. I said, I have this man. His name is Ray Monty. Ray Monty is traveling tonight from Long Island to Staten Island. It's about 2-3 hours with traffic each way. He's coming to the Hampton Inn Hotel. I need you and your wife to come and fill 2 seats for me, Steve. This guy is one of the top guys in the company. He's making a big trip out here. I promised him a huge turnout of people. I can't have an empty room. I said, please just come fill 2 seats. Don't even pay attention if you don't want to, and I'll never bother you about Ambit again. He says, Mike, you're going to stop bothering me about this Ambit thing? I said, I promise you. Just come. He's like, all right, deal. And he came. Now, He sat in the front row. I put him right in the first row, right in the middle of the aisle, the first two seats. I sat somewhere in the middle row. I probably had another, 10, 15 guests there or something. I invited heavily and got big people out there. I did things on a big scale. I didn't just call one or two people. I called people by the dozens, okay? I get a lot of calls in a short period of time. Quick, minute phone call, invite. So I got Steve there. I never even thought of doing a presentation. I was a very shy, quiet guy that never did any presentation. So I sat somewhere in the audience. Ray gave the presentation. The second Ray Monty, and I knew Steve was going to pay attention somewhat. The second Ray Monty said, "All right, everybody, have a good night. Drive safe." Steve shot up out of his chair, turned, looked for me, found me, ran to me. He said, "Mike, I feel like an idiot. I should have listened to you months ago." He goes, "Do you have your laptop?" I said, "I do." He's getting my laptop, sign me up. I signed up Steve in my SC code. A few months later, Steve became my fifth senior consultant in my senior code to get me to executive consultant. Guys, I didn't give up. I am relentless. I will do whatever it takes to get someone to see that presentation. I got him to see it by asking for a favor to get him there. He seen it, signed up. Boom, got to senior a few months later, got me to executive, and that's how it works, guys. Why? Because what I keep telling you, the silver bullet is get as many people as possible to look at a presentation, okay? I got them to that presentation. Whatever I had to do to get them there, I asked for help, asked for a favor, got them there. And, guys, we're going to pretty much 11 o'clock. I appreciate you guys being on here. It's an hour, might have been a little bit longer, but I just always just love giving out as much information for you guys that you can go out there and just put it to use. If you want to hear more of my stuff, I got a couple really good videos on the internet on YouTube. If you just go to YouTube and type in Michael or Mike Obey, O-B-A-Y, how to be a master recruiter. It's a lot of stuff I spoke about tonight. You can watch that. Or actually another great one is how to be a customer gathering machine. Where if you ever struggled on how to get customers or if you ran out of more people to talk to, how to be a customer gathering machine will show you dozens of different ways to find people to get as customers, and almost like foolproof on how to get customers. Guys, getting customers for me, I mean, it's simple. I don't even try to get customers, and I've definitely gotten somewhere probably around 1,000. And I think I stopped counting. I got up to like 850 personal customers. Obviously, man, I transferred them over to different parts of the organization. But, guys, that's pretty much it. We're going to wrap it up. And, Bear, if you're still there, I'll turn it back to you. But, guys, get registered for Ambition if you haven't already. Looking forward to seeing everybody that I know at Ambition. If we've never met, I look forward to meeting you. And if you guys see me at Ambition or anywhere, please come up to me and, you know, introduce yourself. Love to talk to as many people, hear different stories. And that's it, guys. Have a great night and go out there and let's kick some butt. Let's do this.
Thanks, Mike. You always bring a lot of content to the call. And those of you who have been listening for the duration of the call, I know that it's a lot of information. You probably didn't get it all down. We got a benefit for you. You can go to topambitleaders.com. Give us a couple of days to get everything organized and get it online for you. But you can listen to this information again and be able to make the notes and then help to put the information in practice for yourself and make sure that your team has this information. Again, topambitleaders.com. You can go to the training tab, look on the Sunday night calls, and you'll be able to listen to this call from Mike Obey again. Mike, listen, thanks for being on the call with us. You always bring it, just like you did tonight. You've got a heart of gold when it comes to training and leading and leading by example. So we appreciate having you on the call with us tonight.
Thanks, Bear. Excited to be here tonight.
Hey, listen, I'm going to open up the lines, and you can say thanks to Mike yourself, guys. Have a great Ambit week, and we'll see you next week. Here we go.